There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. An elderly couple drives from Colorado to Arizona to visit family, stopping at a rest stop in New Mexico. When the wife returns from the restroom, the car is gone and her husband's bleeding on the ground. Surveillance video reveals Dorian Ray carjacked the 79-year-old, stabbed him, and sped off. New Mexico State Police spot the car on I-25 and chase him down.
Nancy, Ray of Macomb, Mississippi, allegedly arrived to the rest stop in a car stolen from Aurora around 7 a.m. A state officer spotted the couple's stolen car and flipped on red and blue lights, but Ray took off. The pursuit was brief, and Ray was arrested at its conclusion.
Dorian Ray, 21, now charged with murder and armed robbery. Concerned tourists call 911 when their boat captain falls off the boat drunk. John Beckwith captains the Clearwater, Florida Fun Boat, giving tours on the Gulf. Beckwith arrives at work that morning stumbling with food all over him, but insists he's fine for the scheduled 30-passenger tour. An hour into the ride, he stumbles off the deck right into the water. Police note his breath smells of alcohol, his eyes are bloodshot, and he blows a BAC, blood alcohol content, of .118, well over the .08 limit. Beckwith, 53, now charged with BUI, boating under the influence. He gives a whole new meaning to happy hour. He was just a little too happy. More crime and justice news after this.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A convicted rapist has been charged with murder and attempted sexual assault in connection with the October death of a visiting nurse at a halfway house for sexual offenders in Connecticut. Sydney Sumner with Crime Online tells us more about the crime, one that has prompted demands for increased security for home health care providers.
39-year-old Michael Reese was charged with additional counts by Connecticut authorities while he was in Danielson State Court for an unrelated matter involving theft and drug paraphernalia. Officers arrested Reese on those charges as he was leaving the Willimantic halfway house on October 28th, the day Joy Grayson's body was discovered in the building's basement. Grayson, a 63-year-old mother of six who worked as a nurse for 36 years, had gone to the halfway house earlier in the day to give Reese his medication. When someone reported that she had not appeared at later appointments, police were called to the facility. The court clerk's office states that Reese was charged with attempted first-degree sexual assault, criminal murder, and murder. According to their attorney, Kelly Reardon, Grayson's family was relieved that a murder case had been filed. The release of Reese's arrest warrant brought to light further circumstances surrounding the homicide. The warrant stated that Grayson had been strangled and had been discovered naked except for her socks from the waist down. The chief medical examiner's office was cited in the warrant as stating that the autopsy revealed that the victim suffered blunt force injuries to her head, chest, and extremities. Additionally, tests revealed that the DNA on Grayson's body was most likely that of Reese. The warrant states that Grayson missed some appointments following her time with Reese, so the woman's daughter called police to ask for a well-being check. check. The affidavit added that the daughter had used a phone location app and that it had shown Grayson was at the halfway house address.
Investigators say that Reese's phone conversations while in custody on charges of larceny and drug paraphernalia were recorded by the Department of Corrections and appeared to link him to the murder. A covert Russian hacktivist group has been connected to a network breach that resulted in the water system of a small Texas town to overflow in January. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner with details about this most recent case of a foreign cyber attack targeting a public utility in the U.S.
The small town in the remote Texas panhandle was the target of three attacks. The public was not in any danger, according to local officials, and the attempts were reported to federal authorities. Hackers forced the water system in Muleshoe, a town roughly 70 miles northwest of Lubbock, to overflow before officials manually shut it down and took control of it. This reported by municipal manager Ramon Sanchez, who spoke with our friends at CNN. In recent days, Mandiant, a U.S. cybersecurity company, connected at least one of the attacks to a shadowy Russian hacktivist group that is said might be associated with or functioning as a unit of the Russian military. The organization identified itself as Cyber Army of Russia Reborn and claimed responsibility for attacks on water facilities in January, incidents that went unnoticed at the time in both Poland and the United States. Cybersecurity experts claim that last year, Cyber Army of Russia Reborn was one of the groups suspected of having ties to the Russian government that carried out low-complexity operations against Ukraine and its allies. These included such issues as denial-of-service data barrages that momentarily disabled websites.
In a December report, Microsoft said that these groups have been known to take credit for strikes that were actually carried out by military intelligence hackers working for the Kremlin.
Thanks, John. Shanice Harris talks with her sister around 7 p.m., mentioning she's got plans to see a friend that night. Neighbors see her leave her Rock Hill, New York home 8:20 p.m. Just before midnight, Shanice FaceTimes her girlfriend from the friend's home, and she seems to be having a good time. They plan to get together for breakfast the next morning. When the girlfriend arrives at 9:30 a.m., Shanice is not home. She also didn't check in with her mother, who was flying to Florida. That's very unusual for Shanice. The friend says Shanice left her house with someone she didn't know. Next day, Shanice's car is found abandoned 5 miles from the friend's home. Searches turn up no clues as to her whereabouts. Now, Shanice Harris missing nearly 7 years. If you have info on Shanice Harris, call the FBI New York, 212-384-1000. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now